You're listening to the KHSU homepage. I'm Danielle Orr. There are so many ways to prepare for an earthquake. We're going to be talking about that today. The website for the Great California Shakeout is www.shakeout.org. There is an amazing amount of information there, statistics, news, resources, how you can participate, and you might want to sign up so you can also be part of the 2016 Great California Shakeout. And again, that's on 10/20, October 20th at 10:20 in the morning. And, you know, as I'm listening to some of this hurricane news coming out and people succumbing to driving through water, it made me think about the earthquakes. And, you know, if you take time to prepare ahead of time, you can make different decisions. For instance, if you think about never driving through water when you're not in a hurricane, you just won't do it. And it's the same thing with an earthquake. If you take the time to prepare before there actually is an event, you could very well save your life or be much better prepared for yourself and your family. Dr. Lori Dengler is here. I always really enjoy when she's on the air talking about this. She is, of course, a professor emeritus with HSU and in the geology department. And I'd like to welcome you, of course, to the homepage.
It's always nice to be here.
So, go for it.
Yeah. Well, this is, an earthquake can happen at any time and anywhere, but this is the time of year where we really try to focus on the kinds of things you can do beforehand to prepare for earthquakes. And as usual, there have been earthquake stories in the news, and some of you may have heard about the earthquake advisory that was issued a couple of weeks ago in Southern California. And then a little bit before that, there was an article in the LA Times about how possibly tides could affect earthquakes. And I've been getting a lot of calls and concerns about that. And I've been thinking a lot about earthquakes and how earthquakes are similar to and different from other kinds of natural hazards. So you talked about flooding and hurricanes. Well, there's a really big difference between an earthquake and flooding and hurricanes. We can see a hurricane coming. We can see flooding coming. Now, that doesn't mean we make the right decisions, because certainly some people drive through water when they shouldn't or fail to evacuate when they should have. But we can see those events coming. And humans, it's in our DNA to sort of treat things in a way that our experience allows us to make certain conclusions. So we want to treat earthquakes like we treat these other things that we can see coming. So when there's a story out, like there was a couple of weeks ago, that an advisory was issued, well, we think of a wind advisory or a hurricane advisory, which says, yes, it's on the horizon and it could be coming. Well, an earthquake advisory is a little different, because we cannot predict earthquakes. Absolutely cannot predict earthquakes in terms of days, weeks, months, or years.
Location.
We can't do that, yeah, because earthquakes are generated deep in the earth at a place where we cannot monitor. And so, unlike being able to measure the temperatures on the ocean and the characteristics of the atmosphere and be able to say, yeah, the hurricane is forming, we can't do that with earthquakes.
Such a good point.
Mm-hmm. We always have an earthquake hazard, especially in California, where we have more active tectonics. So what we try to do is say, are there certain things that make it a little bit more likely that we could have an earthquake? And one of the things the statisticians have shown is that when you have a cluster of earthquakes, it's possible for those stresses to slightly increase the odds that you could have a bigger earthquake. Now, we've been concerned about the Southern San Andreas for a long time, because we know it's produced mid-sevens, upper sevens in the way, way past, like hundreds of years ago. And it hasn't in recent historic times. And so there's a lot of concern. And so when this cluster of very small earthquakes occurred in the Salton Sea between September 26th and September 29th, the California Earthquake Prediction Evaluation Council met and they said, yeah, there's this tiny, tiny, tiny increase that for the next week, there's a slightly larger possibility that we could have a bigger earthquake. But I like to think of it as, you know, we've got the camel and the camel is carrying about a ton of wood on its back.
Every day.
And we've added one toothpick to that load.
Yeah.
Really insignificant amount of difference.
So good to prepare
and then,
all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then a week later, we removed that one toothpick, although in fact, the stresses in the earth were
still
just
there.
The same. So I talk to people and go, oh, phew, now we don't have to worry about earthquakes anymore. And I'm going, no. We are still one day closer to the next big earthquake than we were yesterday. And it is still just as important that we put the energy and time into preparing. And so that's one of the reasons why I think the shakeout is a super opportunity for all of us to have the conversation with our families, with our coworkers, with our children. And I thought the program yesterday with Lynn Glenn was wonderful, talking about her new book, Sophie and Daniel Prepare for Earthquakes, available at local bookstores. Certainly consider getting that if you want a little aid to how to talk to children.
Conversation. Mm-hmm.
Our tsunami boat book, Camel May, again has a section in it on how to talk to children about disasters. So use this October 20th, and it doesn't have to be on October 20th. It can be this afternoon. It can be next week to really talk about, you know, what can you do? So certainly there are some very easy things. Some of them require no effort, time, or money at all. And that is when the ground starts to shake, we want to practice drop. And that's the really important part, the drop. And then we say, cover and hold on. But the really important part is to drop to the ground, to stay put while the ground starts shaking. And then if you can get into the habit of counting, that's a really good thing.
And
it will
when
help
you say
calm
drop,
you.
Is that for things dropping on top of you, or is it to
what
curl
I'm
up
saying,
in a ball,
I'm,
or you're in place?
That's a really good question. The drop is you. We want you to drop. If it's safe for you to drop to the floor, do so. If you're somewhat physically impaired, mm-hmm. like, I mean, I'm sitting in the studio right now in a chair. Even if I just stay in this chair and kind of stay put and maybe.
Right. So
you know,
staying put is a good thing.
Staying put. Mm-hmm. A good friend of mine did his PhD dissertation on what causes injuries in earthquakes. And he showed the further you move while the ground is shaking.
Don't run,
but don't
no
even,
stairs.
You know,
yeah.
I was taught to go get in a doorway.
Yes, everybody, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't see that anymore.
Okay.
Because a couple of things. The doorway's no stronger than the rest of a modern home.
Yeah.
And the process of getting from where I am to the doorway mm-hmm. is exposing myself to risk.
So you really want to be in one place till the event has stopped. Then you can analyze where, what.
We want to drop. Okay. We want to stay where we are. And then if there is a sturdy table or desk nearby that you can scooch underneath, do so.
All the better.
If not, the cover part is literally, you know, putting...
cover your head.
Yeah, covering your head, covering your neck, and making yourself as small as possible.
And when you say count how long?
Count as long as the shaking continues.
Okay.
And the reason for counting, two reasons. One, that counting process focuses your mind. It's a great thing to do when you're practicing drills with kids. Counting allows you to remember to breathe. It slows that adrenaline rush. But it also will tell you how big a beast we're dealing with. So if the shaking is really strong, but it only lasts 10 seconds, That's an earthquake nearby that's probably a 4.5 to 5.5. It's not big enough to cause a tsunami. And those of us who live in tsunami zones or play in tsunami zones need to be aware that how long the ground shakes is our most important natural siren, not how strong. So if I'm on the beach and I feel an earthquake, I just barely feel it, but it goes on for 2 minutes. That to me is the loudest natural siren in my ear saying, okay, you've got 10 minutes to get yourself to high ground or inland.
And there's so much of this information at the Great California Shakeout. I know you wanted to talk about KHSU. Tune in if you can at 10:20 on 10:20 because we'll be airing a tape that sounds like an earthquake. And you also want to make sure people do start the dialogue at home to prepare whatever arrangements you think you need to make. And then remember, drop and cover and hold on.
And
we've got about 1 more minute, Lori,
yeah,
if you want to talk about something.
Yeah, we've got a great tool. We've got a brand new edition of our magazine, Earth Living on Shaky Ground, in both English and Spanish. If you call 707-826-6019, again, 826-6019, and leave a message, we'll be glad to provide you with as many copies of those as you like. We really encourage you to register to participate in Shakeout.
And why is registering important?
Well, registering is important for one thing. It's kind of like making that decision that, yes, I really am going to do something.
Okay.
I'm going to be part of it.
Okay.
The other thing that's important is that, you know, the state kind of keeps track of numbers. And we have been absolutely at the forefront of earthquake and tsunami preparedness in the state. And the more people and businesses and organizations we can get to register, the better we can continue to wave that flag to say, yes, Humboldt, Del Norte, Mendocino counties, we're right there at the forefront at being prepared.
Dr. Lori Dengler, and you have really devoted so much of your life to informing all of us and educating. So I know you are greatly responsible for all of us making it through the next big one. I wish we had more time, and maybe we'll have an opportunity some other time to go on and on. So thank you for joining us. And again, you can go to www.shakeout.org to register, and there's lots of information there. And do yourself a favor and start the dialogue. Thank you, Lori.